Did you know that you can walk with God or you can walk away from God? You can be a Christian and have walked away from God. Jonah was someone that God called to go to Nineveh, and he went the other way to Tarshish. He walked away from God. Saul, King Saul in the Old Testament, was a believer, yet he walked away from God. But you are here because God somehow has brought you back around, and you're sitting here because you know that it's time to stop running from the truth. It's time for you to come back home.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Yesterday, Pastor Wayne began a message entitled Truth. Today, we'll find out that when God touches your heart and shows you the truth, you will be able to touch others. But the truth must be accurate. It must be God's truth. In a moment, part two of a message entitled Truth. But first, we invite you to join the family of New Hope for a few minutes of worship. Here now is Pastor Wayne with the message, Truth.
Sometimes we doubt God because we see that which is seen. But what's most important isn't what is seen, although that's important. To get whole truth, you need both the seen and the unseen. And this is what's going to give you eternal life. Another man struggled with that. It's in John chapter 20. His name was what we call Doubting Thomas. Let me read you the story. This was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it says, now Thomas was one of the 12. Now he wasn't with the disciples the first time Jesus appeared to them. The other disciples said to Thomas, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, put my hand into his side, I will not believe. What was he saying? I've got to see it to believe it. But when you have unseen truth, it says you have to believe it in order to see it. Now, there's going to be both truths. But when you understand that some of the most important truths are unseen, now you have not a half truth, but you have whole truth. And then you begin to understand life. You start to see things correctly with a perspective. There's a depth of field now because you've got two. You can start to see things. Unless I see it, he says, I will not believe. Now, a week later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with the others. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood right among them and said, peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, Thomas, come here. Put your finger here in my side. See my hands. Put your finger in my hands. Stop doubting and instead believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus said, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen, but still believe. In other words, Jesus is saying, there are some people who will have a theophany, is what it's called, where you have an actual sighting of Christ, and boy, you believe. That's nice. But there is a greater blessing. But blessed are those who believe and yet have never seen. There's a special blessing that God gives to those who say there's truths that are seen and unseen. And if you just go by this, you'll have half truths. And you'll understand half or one side of the story. You'll see things from one perspective and you'll be easily deceived. But if you understand that there's unseen truths, and when you begin to believe in this way, God says there will be a wholeness that comes to your life. A wholeness in your perspective, a wholeness in your understanding, a wholeness in your comprehension. And you'll begin to see more and you say, ah, now I got it. And that wholeness comes to your soul. Remember, Jesus didn't come to bring another religion. He came to bring wholeness. And the very word salvation, you hear all the time in Christendom, the word to get saved or to have salvation, that word's a Greek word which means whole. Christ came to give us God's truth that brings wholeness to our life. Not either or, it's a wholeness, it's both and. But you've got to add this to it so that you start to see things from God's perspective and not just from your eyeball's perspective. And then you say, that's it. Now, how do you start to believe this way? The Bible says in the book of Romans that God has given to every single person, hardwired into you, a measure of faith. He's given to every man a measure of faith, which means it's enough faith, even if you're a non-Christian, enough faith to believe. It's like enough water to prime the pump. It's enough gasoline to get that engine going so that you can fill up at the gas station. He's given to every single person a measure of faith. So it doesn't matter where you are. You could be in the lowest of the low. You can be away from God. But every single one of us here has enough faith to believe. And it ignites you to say, I will receive the truths that come from a credible source that never changes so that I will have wholeness or salvation. And the Lord says, when you receive that, then you become whole. Your heart becomes whole. You can serve God with a whole heart. Your family becomes whole. The beginning of wholeness starts in our very souls. And then wholeness comes to your marriage. Wholeness. That's why when people are estranged in marriage, they say, we got to get counseling. That's good. But you know what? You both need to come closer to Christ. Because when you come closer to Christ, it's like having a pen with two strings and a weight on each one. You can try to get the weights together over here, or if it's separated but they're connected to the same source, all you got to do is pull this and both of these come together because they're both following the same source. And that's what truth is all about. It starts in your soul. And the Lord says, when you say yes to Christ, you're using the measure of faith that God has given to every person unto salvation. And it begins to bring wholeness to your soul. For by grace are you saved through faith. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. What is that? Through faith. That's that measure of faith. I want to challenge you today, because you are probably here because God has given you a measure of faith. You're here today because you have a measure of faith. And some of you have never received the truths of God's word, the truth that Jesus Christ came to die for sinners like you and me. And you say, but I can't see it. He's given you the faith, the measure of faith, to be able to understand that and catch it in your soul. And you might not be able to empirically define all of that, but you know that it's right. You know, because He's given that to you in your soul. You may be here because you have thought about this for a long time, and God has been speaking to you, and you're here today. You're here today because there have been events in your life, events that have collided, and you see that it's time to respond to God's truth. You're here today because some of the things that you depended on changed, fell in, collapsed, and you want something that never changes. And the events in your life have so come together where you are starting to hear what God is saying. There's some of you here because you've been running from the truth. Did you know that you can walk with God or you can walk away from God? You can be a Christian and have walked away from God because you dodge the truth, because it makes you make a decision rather than just have options. You can be a Christian and walk away from God. The Bible is replete with examples of that. Judas Iscariot was a believer, yet he walked away from God. Jonah was someone that God called to go to Nineveh, and he went the other way to Tarshish. He walked away from God. Saul, King Saul in the Old Testament, was a believer, yet he walked away from God. Cain and Abel that we spoke about last week, Cain was a believer in God, yet he walked away from God. You can be a believer, yet choose to walk away from the truth. But you are here because God somehow has brought you back around, and you're sitting here because you know that it's time to stop running from the truth. And it's time for you to come back home. And God gives you a measure of faith to say yes. And He's here, as it were, with the prodigal son, to put a robe on your shoulder and a ring on your finger and say, welcome home. He actually gives you the faith to be able to come back home. And it's wrapped up in humility. It's wrapped up in a desire and a need for wholeness. Because when you walk away from God, something happens to your soul, and there's not that wholeness anymore. And you feel it. You know it's there. Just like you can see a tree or people or cars, you know that wholeness isn't there. You just can't see it, but you know it down to the bottom of your toes. And God is saying, when you understand both truths, you'll understand what wholeness is. Some of you are here and you've never received Christ. I want to give you that opportunity today to say yes to Jesus Christ. All of heaven awaits your decision to respond with the measure of faith that God has given to every one of you. The book of Ecclesiastes says it this way: He has put in the heart of every man a glimpse of eternity. That means you have a yearning for eternity in your heart. That's that measure of faith. And with that, it can change your forever. It's not just discovering truth, it's responding to truth that changes your life and brings you wholeness. If you've never responded to Christ, do it today. Say, how? Just let Him know. Let God know. I'm going to ask you a question in a moment, and you'll be able to raise your hand. And heaven is watching, not just for hands, but the hearts behind those hands. People that'll say yes to Jesus Christ and make a decision. It'll be the most eternal decision that you'll ever make in your life. So in a moment, I'm going to have you bow your heads, and you'd say, you know, I know I need forgiveness. I know the truth down deep in my heart. Although I can't see it, I know it's there. As much as what I can see, I know. Because this is real in my heart. But now you'll need to respond to that. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Romans, whosoever will can call upon the name of the Lord, and they will be saved. Whosoever. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord. When I was in college, I made that decision. And I tell you, after many years of walking with Christ, I would do it again in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Because after these years, I've looked back and God has been so faithful and His truth never changes. And you begin to see the truth. Whether you respond to it or not, you start getting better and better and responding to it and accepting it, and your life becomes even more whole, more complete. Your understanding, your insight, your knowledge of God, the way to navigate relationships, resolve problems, there's a wholeness that starts to come to your life. And it comes from not just discovering, but accepting truth. And when it does come into your heart, there's a wholeness to your soul. As we go, I want our hearts to be focused on the one who begins all of this, the one who is the author and finisher of truth. That's the one who redeemed us. And remember, He came not just to bring a half a truth, but wholeness to our souls. And that's the one who is our Redeemer. The one who came to give us God's perspective on life, our Redeemer. The one who comes to bring wholeness not just to us, but to our marriages, our Redeemer. The one, if we follow Him, will bring all things together, our Redeemer. The one who wants to speak through us to the nations, that's our Redeemer. So that when people see us, they see Him. The Bible says that. It says, let your light so shine before men so they'll see our good works, but glorify our Father in heaven, our Redeemer. And so as we close the service, I asked Nicole C. Mullen if she would come and she would sing about our Redeemer. Would you welcome Nicole C. Mullen as she comes?
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Will I know my Redeemer lives? I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life. In orbit, He runs to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory.
What a joyous morning on the Spirit of Aloha weekend service. Let's reach out and take a hold of the person's hand next to us as we conclude, then we'll sing our final song. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this family called New Hope. Thank you for not just speaking to us, but now through us, giving to us wholeness in our souls, not just half-truths, the whole truth. And that can only happen when you come into our hearts and then we begin to see things clearly. So, Lord, we ask that you will continue to teach us the ways of God so that we'll become people of wholeness. And then help us to take it to the nations, beginning with our families and the ones that we love and ourselves and the ones across the street, until all the world knows our Redeemer lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Give him another clap offering, the Redeemer. Hallelujah, Lord.
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Truth by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. We invite you to visit our website where you'll find more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, including his messages on podcast. You can also find Pastor Wayne's daily devotional. That web address is www.enewhope.org. Again, that's enewhope.org. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves? That place is New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.